Let me ask, Mr. Snowden. I mean, there is a distinguished list of people: Martin Luther King, the Berrigan brothers, people who practice civil disobedience, who said there is something illegal that I have to do because it's to help my country, and I feel propelled by my conscience to do that. And they spent time in prison. You haven't done that.
You have to understand why these men made these decisions, what their arguments were about. Yes, these were moments of principle, but they were moments of principle that were set to catalyze a mass movement. Whistleblowing cannot be a mass movement. If you wanted to protest the United States government's secret surveillance programs or something new, something we don't even know about yet, how would you do it? You can't replicate my example, no matter if I'm standing in prison for, you know, as long as Mandela or even longer. What we have to do is correct the system. And so if I return home to the United States, again, not for a fair trial, but strictly for sentencing, that removes my ability to speak and buries me for the rest of my life, what message am I sending to the next person sitting at the NSA or the CIA who sees something wrong, who sees the government violating the law, the Constitution, or simply our rights? And they think, what is going to happen to me if I do this? They might make a very different choice if we give them the wrong set of examples.